Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for the Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you are listening to this show on the radio, please continue listening, and at the end, I'll tell you how to get a free gift card to thank you for listening. Here's our show.
Welcome to Knights Around the Table, a show where the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, sit around the WSJF studio conference table and discuss their involvement and contributions to the St. Joseph community and the areas around Sykesville and Eldersburg. Here is the host of the show, Eric Glazer.
Greetings to you, Greater Sykesville area. We are the Knights Around the Table. I'm Josh Beck, not yet Grand Knight, filling in for our usual host, Eric Glazer, who is away this month. I'm joined today by
Peter O'Sullivan
and Rich Perron.
And we are members of the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen Council, number 7612. Our show is designed to remind the community about who we are and let you know where you can find us and support our efforts. Let's start with the Lord's Prayer.
In the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
First of all, a big thank you to everyone who came out to support our recent events. Peter, I'm going to kick it over to you if you want to talk about that.
Well, some of the most recent events would include the Lenten dinners, the blood drive, and the upcoming senior prom. So, let me talk about that a minute. The Lenten dinners were very well attended this year. I think that the total was about 1,600 meals in four weeks.
4 weeks.
Yeah, they didn't do Good Friday.
Right.
And that was a wonderful turnout. Everyone that went enjoyed it. It was good food. Well done.
I will admit, I went for the first time this year, but I was very impressed. Very full there in the center. Lots of folks even lined up to take meals out, and the food was really good.
And they had a varied menu as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Not just a fish fry, but you had six different things to choose from.
I had the crab cake, and it was amazing.
Including crab cake.
Including the crab cake. Thank you very much, Josh. I appreciate that. But we also added fried fish this year, which normally we have only baked fish.
Yeah.
And that was very good because
I think that was at my request because I told Tony, if it's a fish fry, I want a fried fish.
You got it right.
You can't call it a fish fry without fried fish.
Brings back memories, Peter. Brings back memories.
Indeed it does.
Well, I will say, I looked at the menu and said, I have to go more next year so I can try it all.
That's right.
I only went one night. I felt really bad.
Maybe we can extend Lenten season so we get more.
More fried fish.
All right.
Well, I don't think Tony would be respected.
No, it wears us out, believe me.
He's glad it's over. But let me talk again about the blood drive.
Yes.
We've had that blood drive going here for 30 years that I've been around, and it's always been a very successful event. But now with the, it's more electronic. We used to call a guy on the phone, write down his name, his phone number, and assign him a time, and it was all manual. Mm-hmm. We would used to get together at my office and have seven or eight folks in making phone calls.
Yes, I remember, Peter.
You probably participated.
Yes.
Now it's all done on the machine, on the computer. And here's what happened. For this drive last week, 50 people signed up.
Okay.
That's a good number.
Good.
However, one was deferred. Three were not sufficient. They couldn't give a full pint. And there were six no-shows. So you take 10 people off the 50,
yep.
We have 40 donors.
Okay.
Three walk-ins were accepted, so that made it 43. And then 14 people gave what they call double reds.
Awesome.
Wow.
And so they count as 14 units. So we round up with how many? 50 units.
That's awesome.
That's great.
And it was a success.
That sounds excellent.
It runs very smoothly now. They have it down to a science. So we had a great blood drive, a great Lenten fish fry season, and what's coming up now is the senior prom.
Very cool.
And that's run by the Catholic Daughters, by the Sheens Colleens.
Yes.
Our ladies' auxiliary, and they always do a great job. Last year, the attendance was off a little bit, so I'm concerned about this year how much of an attendance we'll have. Hopefully, it doesn't fall off any further. Hopefully, it stays where it should be. But that'll be this coming Saturday.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah, that's always a fun time, the great music.
And I go out there in my tux to dance with the ladies.
There you go, yeah. But the dollar price tag you have on it.
Maybe that's where the attendance was up.
Too intimidating, huh?
No. Line them up. Peter's here.
Well, that's about all I have to say on that.
Awesome. So we also have coming up in the next month, of course, the weekly Rosary for Peace on Tuesday nights.
I recommend people come out to do that. We've been doing that since 9/11 of 2001.
It's amazing.
24 years now, and we're working on the next, every Tuesday night, never missed.
That's amazing.
We usually have about a dozen people there.
Okay.
There are five or six regulars, and then a few pop in each time. But it's a great thing to bring the children to. Bring some of your teenagers back in, and heartily recommend it. We also have other opportunities during the week to do a rosary, but I'm pushing for Tuesday night.
It's quite the streak and very impressive.
Yeah, it is. It's a long streak.
It's good to be known for.
Started by the Knights and continued by the Knights.
Yep.
It's what we do. The best weapon we have, right? The rosary?
Absolutely.
So May also means Mother's Day, and the Knights will be handing out marigolds after Mass that weekend in honor of all the mothers. Monday, May 12th, we also have our big golf tournament. Now, by the time you're hearing this, tickets may be sold out. We have not confirmed. However, it is one of our biggest fundraisers of the year. So please, if you haven't already, check and see if tickets are available. If they are, go out and pick one up. They are $125. They include breakfast, an 18-hole golf course, and an awards lunch. Information can be found either on the website or by contacting Brother Knight Mike Sanzi at 94sanzi@cua.edu. And then in June, we will once again have a presence at the Freedom District Fire Department Carnival. The expected dates, I was not able to confirm this, unfortunately, but I believe the expected dates for this year are June 7th through June 14th. And from what I understand, we have always been a regular presence at that event. Is that right?
That's right. We always have a table set up there, and there's always a bunch of nights. So we have fun, and we talk them in and see if we can get them interested in joining the nights by showing them what we do. And it gives us a chance to sell some of our statewide raffle tickets, which are also a good fundraiser for the state, as well as our council. So it's a fun night. Everybody come out. We get to meet a lot of friends, and they get to see what the Knights really do.
And honestly, as a community organization, anything we can do to be out and about and seen in the community, hey, that's a big win.
This coming Saturday, we're doing the highway cleanup right down here in Sykesville.
Oh, are we?
That's something else that we do a couple of times a year.
That I have not seen anywhere.
It starts at about 8 o'clock in the morning. They meet in front of Haight's Funeral Home in the parking lot there, and they go until 10 o'clock.
Now, before we go any further, let's remind who we have here today. I am Josh Beck.
I am Peter O'Sullivan.
And this is Rich Perron.
All right, shifting gears here slightly. The day that we are recording this episode, we found out the, I don't know if I should call it unfortunate or simply the news that Pope Francis, the leader of our church, passed away. And obviously, that is a momentous occasion here in the Catholic Church.
It was such a sudden event. He had audiences on Sunday, and Monday morning he was gone.
It was wild to me personally, because just last night I was watching the news. They had video of him at the Vatican, riding around in the Popemobile, meeting with J.D. Vance, the vice president, blessing the crowd there. And then I wake up this morning, it's about 4:30 in the morning, and the headline is that Pope Francis had passed away. It was
very shocking.
Shocking, yeah. Absolutely. So obviously it's a time of change here in the church, but I wanted to take a moment and share the letter that came out from the Supreme Knight, Patrick E. Kelly. Brother Knights, today we join all the Catholics and people of faith around the world as we mourn the death of our Holy Father, Pope Francis. Pope Francis was a powerful witness to charity and fraternity, challenging us to reach out to the margins of society and serve those who are too often forgotten. He was also a friend to the Knights of Columbus and a champion of our mission. On many occasions, the Holy Father expressed his gratitude for all that the Knights do. He continually encouraged our charitable work and our efforts to promote the dignity of human life in the face of what he often called a throwaway culture. He expressed his support, too, for our efforts to challenge each other to become better husbands and better fathers, and to embrace our responsibility to be active participants in the Church's mission of evangelization. I have been blessed to meet with the Holy Father on several occasions, most recently in December, when I updated him on our charitable work, our support for vocations, the growth of our faith formation initiative for Catholic men, and our devotion to the Sacred Heart. In all our meetings, I was always moved by his faith and encouragement, and counted it as a great blessing to be able to represent you and our order to the Vicar of Christ. Pope Francis was also the pontiff who approved a miracle attributed to the intercession of our founder, opening the door to Father McGivney's beatification on October 31st, 2020. Both Pope Francis and Blessed Michael McGivney shared a passion for those on the margins and challenged those around them to stand up and to serve. As we mourn the loss of Pope Francis and continue our prayers for him and the Church, we renew our commitment to follow his example to serve those most in need. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him.
Amen.
Amen. That's great.
Rich, I'm going to kick it over to you as our lecturer. What facts do you have for us tonight?
Actually, what I've done is I went back and researched some of the work that I've done before, and I actually did a short bio on the Pope. And I mentioned how busy he had been. He's the Pope who was canonized 926 saints, and there's a audio out there on there on how he did that. But you know, he was a busy person. He has canonized some great people that we're all familiar with. He beatified Pope John. He actually canonized Pope John Paul II, and over 27 years, Pope Benedict has only canonized 16 to 45 saints. But since 2013, Pope Francis has canonized such great witnesses that we all remember, as Mother Teresa of Calcutta, Archbishop Romero, in 2018, Cardinal John Henry Newman in 2019, and Charles de Foucault in 2022. The latter is one of Pope Francis's greatest inspirations. He also raised to the glory of sainthood three of his predecessors, John the 23rd, Paul the 6th, and John Paul the 2nd. One of the unusual things he also did was to raise to sainthood a married couple, which had never been done before, Luis and Zelie Martin in 2015, and they were the parents of St. Teresa of the Child Jesus. So that's a little bit about of history, but just up to date now on what's happening now with his passing. Traditionally, a pope is buried in three caskets, one inside the other, to create an airtight seal for the preservation of his body. But Pope Francis has chosen to have a zinc-lined wooden coffin. He's a very humbled person. To compare it, Pope John the 23rd is buried in a glass coffin. It's completely clear and you can see right through it. Pope Francis has visited many countries. As you say, he's been a busy pope. He's visited 65 states and territories and 16 different countries. The only continent he has never been on is the continent of Oceania. He's been made 40 trips away from the Vatican. He lived at Casa Santa Marta, which is a guest house at the Vatican. He never felt worthy of sleeping in the main room where the popes normally stay in there. He just felt humbled by that. And traditionally, popes are buried in red. and all red to signify that they shed their blood for their faith. And one other thing you might find unusual, popes are never cremated. They are preserved as their full body. I just thought you'd like to know that. Amen.
Amen. As the world gets smaller, as you know, the church is more in the media, and as the internet kind of takes over, it's neat to see someone with a legacy like Pope Francis and all of those saints and all of those trips. It's nice to have someone out there promoting the faith. So he was certainly someone who was devoted to his Catholic beliefs and was not ashamed to go out and represent the Catholic Church.
And he was a very modern thinking person too, because he made significant changes in the church, which the hierarchy were kind of taken back about because of these changes. But he realized that the church has to move forward and has to be a little more receptive to what is going on in the world today without being totally off the wall.
Sure.
So he's been, you know, had some challenges, but he's handled them very well, and his legacy, I'm sure, will live on for a long time.
And it will be interesting to see where the church goes from here, because he really was a transformative pope.
He certainly was. God bless him.
Well, before we sign off, I do want to share what we have here called the prayer for a deceased pope. So in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
God, who in your ineffable providence did will that your servant Francis should be numbered among the high priests, grant, we beseech thee, that he who on earth held the place of your only begotten Son may be joined forevermore to the fellowship of your holy pontiffs, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. May God accept Pope Francis into his mercy.
Amen.
As a reminder, you can always keep up with the Knights of Columbus at our website, kofc7612.org. Details about our events and contact information can be found there if you have any questions about what you heard on tonight's episode. Please go check it out. And if you are interested in becoming a fellow knight, send an email to 7612kofc@gmail.com. That's 7612kofc@gmail.com. Our goal is to have every Catholic man in the community become a member, so we would love to have you. Thank you for allowing us on your radio today. Let's close with a Hail Mary.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. I'm Josh Beck, and I have been here with
Peter O'Sullivan
and Rich Perron from the Knights of Columbus.
And this has been Knights Around the Table. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you out and about this month. Vivat Jesus.
Vivat Jesus.
Vivat Jesus.
Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you're listening to this show on the radio, you can get a free gift card by sending an email with your contact information to wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio phone line at 443-920-9125. Send us an email at wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio at 443-920-9125. Leave your contact information and we'll send you a free gift card to thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Knights Around the Table. We look forward to the next conversation about who the Knights are and what they're up to. Thanks to WSJF for broadcasting the show and Molly Klaser for her tireless engineering support. We'll see you next time.